The last topic of the semester is the Newton's method for unconstrained optimization. Up to now, Professor Bevilacqua showed you the so-called Newton-Raphson method for solving systems of nonlinear equation. Somehow you can just consider you have an F which goes from Rn to Rn, and you want to find X in Rn such that the vector F at X is the zero vector. Okay? So M variable, M nonlinear equations. Okay? And Professor Bevilacqua showed you an iterative method which can be subsumed by this iterate. Xk plus 1 is equal to Xk minus the Jacobian matrix of F computed at Xk times F at Xk. Okay? So this is the Jacobian matrix of F, which is an N times N matrix. Okay? No, sorry. There's a mistake. You have to take the inverse of the Jacobian matrix. Okay? And Professor Bevilacqua proved you this theorem. Okay. So you suppose F is twice differentiable. Continuously differentiable. And let's say if X bar is a solution of the linear, of the nonlinear system of equations, and the Jacobian matrix of F at X bar is invertible, then there exists some delta such that whenever you choose your starting point at zero in a ball of center X bar and radius delta, you have the following. The sequence Xk converges to X bar, and moreover, the convergence is quadratic. So the norm of xk plus 1 minus x bar is less or equal than m times the norm of xk minus x bar squared for some positive m. Okay? I think you proved this theorem. Just let me address the following. Really, you don't need that the function is twice continuously differentiable. It is enough that F is continuously differentiable, and you can prove local convergence. Okay? If you want to prove quadratic rate of convergence, you don't need it to be twice differentiable, actually. You need
You need a weaker property, which I state in the following way. Let's say that
the Jacobian mapping, so the map that associates to each point the corresponding Jacobian matrix, so this is as some Lipschitz property, which means the following: whenever you take x and y in Rn, the norm of the matrix Jacobian of f at x minus Jacobian of f at y is less or equal than L times the norm of x minus y for some positive L. Okay? Notice that this is the norm of a matrix. This is the norm of vectors. Okay? So, actually what you need to prove quadratic rate of convergence is this property, which follows from the stronger assumption that Professor Bevilacqua gave. Okay? So, f is continuously differentiable, then you have local convergence. If, moreover, the Jacobian is Lipschitz in this sense, then you also have a quadratic rate of convergence. Okay? You can check the proof and you actually will find that what you need from twice differentiability is this property. Okay? Which is a bit weaker. Okay, so this is about a non-linear system of equations and variables and equations. Well, but in my lectures we are concerned with minimization problems. Okay, let's say optimization problems, and we focus on minimization. Okay? So, how can we exploit the Newton-Raphson method? I mean, did we encounter systems of equations in the study of this problem? Well, you remember optimality conditions. What is the the one we exploited the most? The core optimality condition for unconstrained optimization is stationarity. So it is the set of points at which the gradient of f is zero. All the method we developed in the class of gradient methods aim at computing a part x which satisfies this stationarity condition. And so here we have a mapping that to each x associates the gradient of f at the point. This goes from Rn to Rn. Okay. So, stationarity is a system of generally non-linear equation of n variables and n equations. Okay. So, the basic idea is the following. Okay. Let's apply Newton-Raphson method to this mapping, to the gradient mapping. Okay. So, the idea is simply
Let's consider,
let's say, capital F to be the gradient of small f. Okay.
Well, I could stop here.
I could say, okay, the lecture is over, we can go to celebrate holidays.
Okay? Because we have a convergence theorem. We have everything we want. Okay?
So, actually, from that theorem, I can deduce a theorem for our case. Simply translating that assumptions in for our method. Okay? Asking for this capital F to be continuously differentiable means that the gradient is continuously differentiable. That means that the partial derivatives are continuous and also admit partial derivatives which are continuous. So you are just saying that you have second order derivatives. Okay? So the first assumption translating to suppose F is twice continuously differentiable.
Okay.
The other assumption is if f x bar solves the nonlinear system of equations, so if it's a point at which the gradient is zero, so if x bar in Rn is a stationary point, of f such that, okay, now we have to take the Jacobian of this mapping. Okay? The components of this mapping are what? Are the partial derivatives. Okay, because this f is the vector, its first component is the partial derivative of small f with respect to x1, and the last component is the partial derivative with respect to xn. Okay? So, when you compute the Jacobian, you are taking the derivatives of this function. So, second order derivatives. Let me write it here. The Jacobian of this mapping is what? All a matrix where you have the second order derivatives of small f. What is that? The matrix whose elements are the second order derivatives is the Hessian matrix. Okay? So the Jacobian is the Hessian matrix of F, computed at the corresponding point. So our assumption translates in the fact that the Hessian matrix at the given point is invertible. Then you have that, what is it? If the starting point let's write it this way. Then
given
this method. Let's write it again. Xk plus 1 is equal to xk minus.
Let's say what we have here. There we have the inverse of the Jacobian, so here we have the inverse of the gradient mapping, times the, we have capital F, which is the gradient, so the gradient of F, of small f at x. Okay, so the method translating to this one
and we know that there exists delta such that xk converges to x bar whenever x0 is taken in the whole of center x bar and radius delta.
Okay. If, moreover, this Jacobian, so this Hessian matrix, satisfies this Lipschitz condition, we have the quadratic rate of convergence. Okay? If moreover the Hessian matrix is Lipschitz, which means that the norm of this difference between these two matrices is less or equal than L times the norm of X minus Y for some appropriate positive L, then we also have the quadratic rate of convergence.
Okay?
Okay, this could be everything. Now, I erase the Newton-Raphson part and I keep the optimization version of it, which is known as Newton's method without Raphson. Okay? Some people call also the version for non-linear systems of equation Newton's method, but I guess Professor Bevilacqua told you that both Newton and Raphson developed it almost at the same time. But in optimization, people speak briefly always of Newton's method. So, some remarks we can take. Unlike all the methods we have seen up to now, this method is local. It means that you have convergence guaranteed only if you start close enough to a stationary point. Okay? And actually, we don't know this radius. Okay? So, it's a local method.
You don't have the guarantee of convergence if you start from an arbitrary point. Okay, second part, second remark. Well, it is within our typical approach to consider iterative methods of this kind. Okay. Here what we have, the direction dk is minus the inverse of the Hessian matrix computed at xk times the gradient of f of xk, and the step is always 1. Okay, so this is a this is another different from other, from the other methods. Here we always take the same step size unitary, so you don't have troubles to compute it. Well, other methods we had were the descent methods. We are interested in minimum, okay, in computing minimum points. Is this a descent method? So let's try to check if the scalar product of the direction with the gradient computed at the parent point is negative. Okay. What we get here is the following, is minus this expression . Okay, now remember, this is a vector, this is a matrix, this is a vector, okay? And we want this to be negative. Is it true? Well, it may be true, it may be false, we don't know. Okay. Well, if it's true, we are moving along in the same direction. If it's false, and for instance, this is positive, we are moving along an ascent direction. We are going up. Okay. So, actually, if we state it this way, we have no guarantee that this is a descent method. And indeed, this method guarantees local convergence to a stationary point. Okay. Stationary points are not necessarily minima. They can be local minima, but also local maxima, or also saddle points. Means that if you move along some direction, you go down. If you move along other direction, you move up. Okay. So stated this way, it is not clear if it goes to minima, local minima, or local maxima. It can go to both. I'll show you examples. Well, we could try to avoid local maxima asking the method to be a descent method. Okay. Okay, being a descent method means that this is negative. Okay. Or equivalently, that this is positive. When are we sure that this is true? Vector, matrix, same vector. Okay? Which property of this matrix is enough? Well, if this matrix is positive, definite. As a consequence, this is positive, okay? Vector, matrix, same vector, is positive. Unless this is the zero vector, but if this is the zero vector, We are at a stationary point, so we don't care.
Okay. So, if this matrix is positive definite, this is guaranteed.
Okay.
Notice that the assumption there is asking for the matrix to be, the Hessian matrix to be invertible. Okay? But if it is positive definite, then it is also invertible. Okay? But we need it to be invertible. At all points, okay? Well, here, so we could replace this assumption with is positive definite. The second order derivatives are continuous. If this is positive definite, then the matrix is positive definite also for all x which are close enough to x power. Okay. I mean, if you have continuity of second order derivatives, positive definite means that the smallest eigenvalue is positive. Okay. And eigenvalues change if these functions are continuous, change continuously with the function. Okay, so they keep to be positive if you are close enough to x bar. So if you have that, clearly this neighbor, this ball, will be such that this property is guaranteed. Okay, so you have the property in the point actually means that you have it in the neighborhood. Okay, in this way you are sure that your method is a descent method. And indeed, notice the following, okay? Well, suppose suppose my starting point is a bit far. Okay, I try a point. The method applies because the method works and goes to a stationary point, okay, whenever that matrix is invertible. This is a stronger assumption which we introduce to guarantee that it is a descent method. So the method works all the same. So it goes to x bar. You have no guarantee that the iterations are descent because you may be out of the neighborhood in which this property is satisfied. But what you are sure is since this sequence is anyhow going to x bar, at a certain point you will end in this neighborhood. Okay? So maybe the method at the beginning is not a descent method. But after a certain point, after a certain number of iterations, you definitely enter the ball in which this property is satisfied, so it becomes a descent method. Okay? So, you could say that it is a descent method from a certain iteration onwards. Okay? It is definitely a descent method. In Italian, you would say a method di discesa definitivamente di discesa. Okay? I'm not sure if the English is correct for this term. Okay, and actually, If you want, I mean, another drawback. So we are having a huge number of drawbacks, but the result is strong. You also have, I mean, in terms of rate of convergence, you have a quadratic rate of convergence. So it's pretty natural that you have some restrictions. Okay. Another drawback is that actually, in your assumption, you have the stationary point. Okay. The Hessian matrix at the stationary point must be positive definite. Well, if I know the stationary point, I need no optimization. Okay. I'm looking for a stationary point, I have it, so you cannot check your assumption. Well, but on the stationary point, but if the Hessian matrix is positive, definite, at every point in a rank. Okay, this is true. If you have this information, you don't need it to check at a point you don't know. Well, what do we know about function whose Hessian matrix is positive definite everywhere? Which type of function are they? One of the first lecture in the introductory part. If the Hessian matrix is positive definite at every point, the function is strictly convex. And I recall you that the reverse implication is generally false. Okay. So this method works in theory, works every time you're dealing with a strictly convex function whose Hessian matrix is positive definite. Okay. But remember that this guarantees that the matrix is positive semi-definite, but not positive definite. Okay? Well, this is the characterization of convex functions, so this is true. But we have this small gap. So, in theory, everything works fine for this class of strictly convex functions. Well, we know that the vice versa is true if f is quadratic and strictly convex. Okay? So, let's say it's a kind of exercise, let's apply the Newton method to a strictly convex quadratic function. So, let's say f is this type of function. 1/2 x transpose qx plus b transpose x plus c. Okay? And q is positive definite. So this is a quadratic function, and since q is positive definite, it is also strictly convex. So we can apply Newton method.
I recall you that the gradient of f in this case is qx plus b, and the Hessian matrix of f at every point is the matrix Q.
Okay?
We've seen this now many times.
So, okay, let's start from some x0 and let's compute x1.
X1 is x0 minus, let's see, Hessian Q inverse, and we take the inverse. So, Q minus 1.
And now we have to apply it to the gradient computed in x0. So, Q x0 plus b. Okay? I simply wrote the Newton iteration. Okay?
Okay. Let's go on. So, this is x0 minus Q minus 1 Q x0 minus Q minus 1 B.
Well, which matrix is this? Please tell me. Q minus 1 Q. Identity matrix. So this is actually x0 minus x0 minus q minus 1b. So this cancels, so you are left with q minus 1b. So x1 is minus the inverse of q times b. What do you notice? Okay, let's solve directly the system gradient of f at x0 is equal to 0. This is the system qx plus b equals 0, or qx equals minus b, and q is invertible. Okay, well, this is a solution of this system, the unique solution of this system. So, if we apply Newton's method to a strictly convex quadratic function, the method computes the solution in just one point, in just one iteration, sorry. Okay, this is somehow tricky because, well, it means that Newton methods here amounts to compute the inverse of these matrix. Okay? We already knew this without needing Newton's method. We had this system, the matrix is inversible. If you compute its inverse, you have the solution. Okay? So, actually, Newton method for quadratic function, the original Newton method, doesn't say much. But gives us an information. How does it come that Newton method for a quadratic function compute the minimum point in just one iteration? Well, actually, this is another interesting property of Newton method. I'll show you this property, then we take a break, and then I'll show you some examples on the computer to support this statement. Well, okay, let's erase the quadratic function and let's go back to a generic f. I just have an additional remark. Notice that our new assumptions, stationary points such that the Hessian matrix is positive definite, imply that x bar is a local minimum. Okay? If you check optimality condition, this was a sufficient optimality condition. It was sufficient for local optimality. And also with the quadratic growth of the function if you are close enough to the point. Okay? So I can speak with no troubles of the fact that we computed a minimum. Okay, let's go back to a generic F. And what I want to show you is that actually the Newton methods at each iteration approximate your function with a quadratic function, computes the maximum of that quadratic function and iterates. Okay? So you have a function. Let's say you are at this point. Okay. The Newton method replaces the function with a quadratic function. Okay. Computes, let's say, the minimum or the stationary point of this function. You move in this new point and you make a new quadratic approximation of the function here, and you try to minimize that. These pictures are very bad. I have some better ones on the computer. But let me show you the theory for this. Okay, let's consider F and let's write the second order Taylor expansion, second order Taylor's formula. Let's say we have F and we compute it at the point x plus d. Taylor formula tells us, second order formula tells us that this is f at x plus the scalar product of the gradient of f at x with d plus 1/2 d transpose the Hessian matrix of f at x times d plus some residual, some remainder. Okay, so let's forget about this. So we can say that this is approximately this if d is small. Okay, and now let's consider, let's see, x is fixed. Okay, and consider this as a function of d. Okay, let me call it. This is the name I gave it in the lecture notes. Okay? X is fixed. This is a function of D. Which type of function is that? Constant term, linear term, quadratic term. This is a fixed matrix. It's a quadratic function. Okay? Now, the gradient of this function, the variable is d, okay? So the gradient of this function, we know that is the Hessian of fx times d plus the gradient of f at x, okay? Well, if we want to compute the minimum of this function, we have to, or let's say stationary point of this function, we have to take the points at which this gradient is zero. Okay? So we want to solve this system. Matrix vector we want to compute. Okay. Let's rewrite it this way.
Okay? Now, if this matrix is invertible, the solution is this one. They are the same thing. Okay? So, if you... Okay, to fix ideas, let's imagine this is positive definite. Okay? So this is a strictly convex quadratic function. Okay? If we replace f computed at x plus d with this approximation, which is quadratic, and we minimize this approximation, the solution is this, okay? If you want to minimize this function through this approximation, what you get is x minus the inverse of the Hessian matrix at x times the gradient of f at x. Exactly Newton's iteration, okay? So, we could have been thinking about Newton method even without the Newton Raphson theory which Professor Bevilacqua developed, just thinking of this idea. We replace the function by a quadratic approximation. We, let's say, compute a stationary point for that approximation, and we move in that point, which is x plus this d. Okay? I think this will be clear after the break, in which I will show you a one-dimensional example for this. And I also will show you that since it's one-dimensional, this is a number. Okay? Could be positive or negative. If it is positive, this will be a parabola with a which goes to plus infinity at as x goes to plus or minus infinity. Okay? But if this is negative, it's another kind of it's the other kind of parabola that goes to minus infinity as x goes to plus or minus infinity. So the stationary point will be a maximum of this function. Okay? So let's take a break and then I'll show you these examples.